Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Forrest Stevens Show. In today's episode, it's a solo episode, so typically, sometimes I'll be reading from my book called Tripping, and I'll be kind of exploring the space I was in there and kind of go off on some interesting deeper thoughts that I've had in the past and how I think about it now. But this solo episode, and sometimes the solo episodes are like this, sometimes I explore new ideas that come to me while I podcast, and I go down the rabbit hole of understanding. I try to understand something new that I've thought of. But sometimes, and finally I'm getting to it, today's episode, I will be exploring a thought that I just had yesterday, and it's one that I've sort of written down a little bit, but something that I need to explore a lot more, and I need to refine my writing, but it feels like it's going to be a part of my second book on this subject of new thought. So I started a new Google Doc for that. It's called Tripping 2 for Real. That's definitely not even a working title. That is just a title for the doc, so I know what it is. I have a few things written down in here, but I wrote down two yesterday, actually, but this is how far I've gotten into this thought in a writing sense. But I have something else that is kind of a treat. I haven't done this on the podcast before, but I tried to record my initial thoughts immediately as they were happening. I mean, I was about a minute and a half late because I started having this thought as I was biking down a wooded trail, and I stopped, and by the time I was recording myself, it was probably like a minute after I had already gone down the thought really deeply. So there was some recalling I had to do. But the what I wrote so far, which is really funny, is the problem with attempting to have been an influencer is that. So this is the most incomplete thought I could have written. But let's watch this video. I think it's about 2 minutes long, and I'm going to kind of talk about it and kind of try to explore it a little bit more, because this thought is so fresh that it's going to be wildly, like, you know, I'm going to get lost. Like, I'm basically getting lost in this intro, you know, going down rabbit holes of the intro. It'll be like that, but of this kind of complex idea, which can be fleshed out in a simple way in a writing. But so far the writing is I'm really just needing to explore this idea a little more. So let's watch this clip together, and we'll see what I have to say yesterday, or what I had to say yesterday.
What's up? Okay, let's just quickly do a little video here. Now, the problem with being an influencer, or having even attempted to be an influencer, is that you always think about what you are doing as something that you can film. Like, this is the problem with having been a vlogger and been a lifestyle anything, is you think, okay, is this an opportunity to create something? Now, sometimes that can actually be an escape.
So, I want to give a little bit of context before we go into this. I was biking down this really cool path in this state park in the middle of New York State, and it was a state park that was built on dredge waste, basically. It was like, originally it was three islands in the Hudson River, and because they dredged out the river so that they could bring in really big ships, like in the 1800s or something like that, they started doing this dredging, or I can't remember exactly, but there was lots of information that was talking about the history of the area. But they put all of that material that they dredged up out of the bottom of the river into this area, and they made one big peninsula that used to be three islands. So I was going through there, and all the trees, a bunch of them were falling down and stuff because the soil is so poor. But they were all cottonwood, or like basically a very fast growing poplar tree. And we have some of those trees on our property. And I was going through this forest on my bike and realizing, like, this would have been what a forest of the trees that we had a few of on our property would be like. And it was very interesting. It was very, it felt very intense, very, there was a lot of new growth. There was a lot of like jungly feel to it, which was interesting. And as I was having all this kind of thought and coming to these ideas and just interpreting the visuals that I was seeing, I was thinking, I need to capture this. I need to share this in some way. I wish that I could share this. And I was thinking, like, I have a review channel, and I occasionally do like reviews of museums, or I have. That's been like an idea of what I've done, and I have a couple up there. But I was like, maybe I could do a review, a video review of this state park. Maybe that would be useful to somebody. And then I started thinking, why am I even thinking about what could be useful for somebody, or what is really the reason that I want to create something, some piece of content from what I'm doing? And there's a part of me, I mean, there might be a lot of reasons, and that's what I start to explore here. And one of the reasons that I concluded or came to was that I used to vlog. And when you're vlogging, when you're daily vlogging, when you're travel vlogging, and I just started traveling again, so we're in a new place, and I have that kind of temptation to start sharing what I'm doing, because that's what I've done in the past, because I tried to do travel vlogs. And there's like a part of me that's like, I completely don't think that like I'm going to become famous, like I'm not or that I'm even going to make like a ton of money from them. But that's what I used to think, that I would be able to, if I did them well enough, if I did them long enough, if I hit the algorithm in certain ways, because I've seen people do that. And I do think that it's a possibility for people to do that. But for me, I don't think doing a review of a state park and then doing a review like, and I'm not I don't have that interest to document everything, because part of it is that is doing something different than what you are doing. You have to set up a camera, you have to record, and then you later on have to edit that. And that's all a lot of work. That's like a ton of fucking work. And it's also, I think, in a way, it for me, it's just something that I do all that work and I don't enjoy the outcome of it. I've done that so many times and gotten very little value out of it in like a business way or in a financial way. So that incentive, it completely doesn't exist for me anymore. But I still have this review channel, and I'm thinking, okay, these reviews are doing fairly well, or some of them are, like the product reviews. But for me, it's like, oh, I want to go to museums, I want to go to state parks, I want to go to interesting places. How do I like, because when with the product reviews, it's very interesting, because I'll do a product review, I'll post it, and you know, if I say good things about the product, which a lot of times I'll do product reviews and I'll say like, don't buy this is absolute shit. But the ones that I say, like, you know, this is the reason that I like this, and this is that, and that is this, there's affiliate links in there, and I make money from those videos in a consistent fashion. And so there's like a way for me to make money through doing that, through buying something. But it would be interesting, or I've tried to replicate that in the past by like going to a museum and I'm paying for a ticket, I'm paying for admission. I take a few videos and I do a voiceover and I talk about what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it. And so there was a temptation for me to do that of this state park. Now we're 28 seconds in. We are only just over 10% into this clip, and I've already talked for 20 minutes. So let's get into this.
That can actually be an escape from living in the moment when there are certain aspects of the moment that are challenging. I mean, we can do so many different things to try to escape from our current reality, whether it's that or not.
So there I remember thinking that wasn't really what I wanted to say, but it does hold some sort of value as well. I just think that it's slightly off. Like I said, it's just maybe a small factor sometimes.
I'm getting slightly distracted here from the point, which is, who are you even creating this moment for? Like, if you are a vlogger with a lot of viewers, then you have somebody you're creating this for. They may be strangers. The main reason you may be doing it still is because of money, but you have some real, those are two kind of reasons. Now, the other reason to take a picture of something or a video of something or to share a text, something you've written down or something you've said, is to share it with somebody directly, your friends, your family, your spouse. But that's different. You know, when you share it to Instagram, you're trying to share it to whoever those people that might follow you on Instagram is. So I think there's this big temptation to really overshare because you are rewarded for sharing in this world. And makes me think about like why I'm even sharing this, right? It's like, I'm sharing this, am I sharing this for the couple of people that are watching right now? The couple of like bordering on mentally unstable, mentally ill men, you know, the people that are kind of like me. Is that who I'm sharing it for? The two people right now, basically, that are probably listening to this, maybe 10. Realistically, 10, maybe more, but really listening to it, 10. Is it for them? Because I don't know who you guys are. And if I do, I don't really care about what, like, I don't know. It's just, I'm doing this for like a future group of people that don't exist yet. That doesn't exist. The following that listen to this doesn't exist right now. So I'm creating this with the idea of it becoming something in the future, which is a very strange idea.
Okay. That's funny. I don't know, that there are some things in there that were just wacky. It's funny, you know, it's very hard to think of new things like and actually be like 100% like that's what you mean or that's what's true to you. Sometimes when you're talking out loud for the first time on something that you've never thought about, you will your mind will go to places that like literally next day you'll be like, well, yeah, but what about this? And you'll have like a totally new idea about it. Like, I really think that people change on a day-to-day basis if their days are full of new thought. Like, all it takes is new thought and you will then build on that thought the next day and have more new thought, and that new thought literally makes you somebody that you weren't before that thought, especially on that subject. Like, is it going to affect your personality in some way knowing something new or having thought something new? Probably not, but it will change the way you think about that certain thing. So with that, like, what do I think about what I just listened to? Well, it's hard for me to, there was a lot in there. And I think for me to actually go through it, I think I probably need to write it down and re-listen to that a few times, because to me, having like my writing is, in a sense, it's internal research. Like, I think of something for the first time and I write it down, and then I might add to that at another time or not. Like, sometimes it doesn't take a lot to create what I'm creating. But with this one, what part of that do I want to write about? What part of that do I want to explore? That thought what part of it is useful to anyone else, and what is useful to me, and that's the part that I explore right away for sure, as I make it about myself. You know, like, I am somebody who vlogged. The reason I'm thinking about this is because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the need to film something and to share something, and I'm wondering why. I'm wondering why I feel the need for that. And I think about, you know, like, another thought that I remember having was, I thought about this kind of story or character of a parent who has a child, and they take a picture of the child, they take a video of their child, and they're maybe sharing it with their spouse, maybe sharing it with their family, but it's because to them it's something special, it's something worth sharing, and that's what's very interesting is there's it's really crazy to me when I start thinking about sharing, right? Why do we feel the need to share? And what's so interesting is that there's this technology that we are all very tied into, and some of us have actually actively removed ourselves from that. But nonetheless, the entire technology is based around people sharing, whether it's you or other people sharing. And it incentivizes individuals to share. Like I talked about how there's an incentive for me to film a review. There's an incentive for someone to film a vlog or to film their life in some way. And they're especially so if you have done that and built a following and use that to make money, right? People use even their Instagram, like, right? There's an incentive for them to take pictures of themselves or to take videos of themselves or to do reels or TikToks or whatever the fuck. And there's an incentive to do that because it will lead to money for a lot of people, right? And it's just very interesting that there is these tools and these creations that incentivize sharing. When I don't think that, like, I think that sharing is something that we should think about. I think we should think about whether we want to share something or not, because to share something, you have to create something. And by creating something, you are choosing to do something. And actually, the act of creation takes time, and that time doesn't come back. You are every second that you spend creating something, and I mean, you can say this about anything, but every second you choose to create something is gone. And you now have what you've created, or that time that invested into something, but that time has been destroyed. So there's the destruction of time for the creation of something. I mean, there's the destruction of time when we do anything. Time is always being used. So whether that really means anything about the act of creation, you could argue. But it sure sounds good to say that we have to destroy something to create something. That sounds good, doesn't it? But you're also destroying a different moment that you would have, right? If you are so stunned by how different something is, or how amazing something is, or how beautiful something is, that you decide to capture it on with a camera, with your phone, you are deciding to activate that process and to do that thing instead of doing the process of looking at it. Now, is just looking at it more valuable than taking out your phone and capturing an image of it? Maybe not. Maybe you've absorbed as much as you can of that and you're ready to do something else, and that something else is to record that. And then maybe, yeah, I mean, maybe there's some reason to share things. I mean, there definitely is. Like, these companies aren't, you know, billion-dollar companies. Meta's not a billion, like, billions of dollar worth of business going on because they haven't created, like, obviously they've created something that makes a lot of money. And that something is a tool where people can share. And yeah, it's just very interesting that somebody has monetized sharing and that we all are a part of that. Like, why do we share? I mean, I was asking that about myself, but we can ask that about the world. Like, it's not just me who has the feeling of wanting to create something and wanting to share something and is wondering, is this what I want to create? Is this what I want to share? There's whole industries about it. So that's an interesting thing. Now there is a really a feeling of like wanting to share something, wanting to create something for people who are creative. Like, there's a real part of me that feels like I need to create this podcast. And there's all those other things I talked about as well, because I understand the business of sharing. I think, oh, this could become something at some point. But it's actually, that is definitely not the first thing I think of. And it's actually something I have to, and it's something also that I don't feel any emotional attachment to. It doesn't make me feel anything thinking, oh, this could be something big. Because I'm getting such an emotional feeling from, I'm getting a part of me satisfied by doing this podcast. That's what it is. Because there's a hunger inside of me to express myself in this way. Something that I've thought about in the past when I was vlogging was how interesting it would be if my grandfather vlogged and I could watch my grandfather and my grandmother, and because they've told me trips about that they went on. They drove across Canada in an old motorhome that only ran on propane, and they had adventures in places that I've been. And it would be so cool to be able to not only just have heard that story, but to really see that story. And so there was part of me when I was vlogging that really felt like I was doing this for somebody possibly that I would never even meet. That happens anyway, right? Like those are people that are not related to you, but people that are directly connected, like somebody, like it's part of my history. It's part of their history. Me being that person that vlogged. And in some weird way, that's like, it's like this, feeling of like living beyond when you die. And it feels like there's a lot of different things mixed up with that. And there's like one of them that comes to mind is like a certain like narcissism almost of like being like, oh, this is somehow important for somebody else. That actually also feels like when I say that, it also feels like, it feels like sort of like imposter syndrome, where it's like, oh, that's actually coming out of insecurity that I would think that, because I am important if I'm important. And if I'm not, they're not seeing it anyway. So that doesn't, so just, it literally just doesn't matter. Like it, like that part of it doesn't really matter. But then it's like, if that doesn't matter, then you're just doing it for nobody. So why are you even doing it anyway? Or you're doing it for no reason, I should say. Or you're not doing it for that reason. If your grandkids aren't going to see it, then you're not doing it for that reason. So that's like a personal feeling that I get, is that sort of feeling of insecurity or imposter syndrome of, oh, why am I so important that I should film what I do? Or care, or nobody else is going to care, why should I, kind of thing. So there's a lot of kind of things behind that. And I think I even like expressed those thoughts to some degree in that video yesterday, where I like jokingly talked about having like 10 listeners right now, and that these are just like some people I don't know and that are probably like me a little bit in some ways. And then it's like, so am I doing this for some future listeners, some future group of people? Like maybe, maybe not. Like you kind of have to be an imposter to have done anything, like to gain any sort of like traction with what you've done. You kind of have to fake it to do it, because it's not even that. It's like you literally just have to do it to do it. And you have to do it when nobody's listening. And eventually people will listen if you are good enough, and you can be good enough to gain a huge following, a small following, and you can be good enough at all of the different aspects of it. It's not just the creation, it's also the sharing. How well can you use that algo, right? It's just a slot machine. You put something in there, you put something in that slot machine, you pull the handle and you say, well, I hope some people see it. Because if they do, I'll make some money. If they don't, well, hopefully this next one I pull. All right. Well, yeah, that worked or that didn't work. It's social media is a slot machine. It's gambling. It's gambling because you don't know if your time and effort is going to pay off. Creation, right? Creating something. It's living a having a job that's creative is, let's say, 1,000 times more interesting than having a job that is not creative. There's aspects that are interesting of everything, but you have to get into the minutiae for that. Like, you know, if you work in a steel plant, why is it interesting? Or if you work in a factory or you're just assembling something or something, why is it interesting that what you do connects this to this and what happens then? And you have to get into the minutiae of it for it to be very interesting. But the fact that what you're doing makes sense and somebody is paying you for that, and you walk away at the end of the day having done a service for somebody, and it's directly rewarded and it makes a lot of sense, and it's like, that's a very interesting thing. It doesn't have that same sensation of like taking a risk that being a creative does, because everything that you do dictates what happens to everything else that you've done as well as a creative. And that aspect alone is it's terrifying. It's very intense, and it's the reason why a lot of people choose to just be a part of something and to be given money by somebody very willing to give you money. It's like I learned today by listening to this podcast that each employee at Costco makes the top line revenue of the company $760,000 a year. Now, what does that employee get paid? What are the operating expenses percentage wise that goes into that number, and what is the actual net profit of that business. But if you have all, if you use all of those, you can actually calculate out exactly how much that employee is making you as that business owner. And they're making them a lot of money. And that employee is being paid to do a certain task, whether it's sling samples or cash people out or put their marker on your receipt as you walk out. These are all things that are very simple, that are that they just need people to do. And when they do them, that business makes money. And that's really simple. That's a really very, very simple life. And that job is, being creative is a lot more complicated, a lot riskier, and it has a lot more fear in it, and is a lot more interesting, in my opinion. Talking with people that have created something, chosen to create something, those people are interesting a lot of times. So yes, so that was the one thing that I wrote yesterday. Like I said, I've been starting to write these new thoughts down. They happen every once in a while. It's interesting stuff. I don't know. Like I you know, this thing is called Tripping 2. This document. Will there be a Tripping 2? It kind of seems like there might be, because I keep writing down interesting thoughts, and I'm very happy with that book. And you know, I'm selling a few copies, and it's nice to have a book out. I'm very proud of it. So I think that I might write more. And it cost me nothing to create this, I mean, except for my time. But I think that it is something that I want to create things that I'm proud of. So I'll continue to do that, whether I make money from it now or not. It's definitely not paying the bills today, but I have a business that I've built that pays the bills right now. So that's all good. Okay. What is up with that? Which is a very interesting thing. It's like, it's a lot easier to like, I mean, it's so much easier to do unprofitable creative things if you are not stressed about money. It's just a billion times easier. It's like that whole starving artist thing is like a fucking nightmare. Like, it is tough. It sucks. It's, and I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know. Does it create something better? I don't know. I think it just makes life very tough for the people that are needing to make ends meet and can't. Like, it's that simple, basically. Yeah. So, with all that said about the second book that I'm now writing, I guess, this is the first book, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. It's called Tripping, Writings on Life While Tripping, written by Forrest Stevens. It's kind of like a trip companion book, so you could maybe smoke some weed, maybe whatever is legal, and I'm not telling you what to do at all, but what I do is I smoke weed, and I trip, and I write it down, and these things that I've written down are sort of supposed to trigger a new idea and new thought for you. And they do for me as well. So sometimes I will just like in this podcast, sometimes what I'll do is I'll flip to a random page. I'll read it out and I'll start kind of dissecting it and going over it and talking about why I thought that way and what was going on, or like, just explaining the broader kind of meaning about it, and also going deeper with possibly a new perspective on it, or just going deeper into it and having it open up new pathways for my brain. So that's what it can do for you. It's kind of a journal of sorts, so you could read this and you could actually like write and continue on in this book. And it's available. Link in the description for Amazon. If you buy it and you like it, give it a review. 5 stars. Thanks very much. And that's Tripping. So thanks everybody for checking that out. Sometimes on this podcast as well, I will talk a little bit about what I've been actually doing in my life, like personal. I mentioned earlier that I was in this state park in the middle of New York. That's not where I live. I'm traveling around right now in this motorhome that I have kind of been using as like the podcast studio. So this background is familiar to you, but everything over here is all the shit that we live amongst and all of our things as we travel across the United States of America. I'm Canadian. My partner's Canadian. We crossed the border 2 days ago and we are driving. And now we are in Salem, massive two shits, as I like to call it. We are in, Massachusetts. We're just going around, checking out things. We're doing an audio tour tomorrow through the city. And, you know, you get to a historical house or whatever, and then it tells you about it. And then you walk a little bit more. And, yeah, we're doing some fun shit, in my opinion, some interesting things. And we're going to go up Cape Ann, I think it's called, to Gloucester and Rockland or Rockford or something like that in a little while. And, we don't really have this trip planned out very much. Like, we really wanted to, and we wanted to plan it out so that we were kind of traveling, like, maybe 500 kilometers, maybe a little bit more, and then stopping for like two nights somewhere that's interesting, and two nights or more at like an interesting place, and kind of exploring out from there, whether with the motorhome or with our e-bikes. Here in Salem, we get to just use our e-bikes, and we're staying two nights at a campground, and then we're gonna free camp potentially. We found a place here, so we've kind of scouted it out with a paid campground, and then we're like, oh yeah, free stuff here. And we can take our e-bikes. There's so many bike lanes and cool places to just check out around here. So that's what we've been up to, and it's been really, really fun, and it's been interesting. And last night we stayed at this state park that we kind of just found, and I think that's, like I said, we wanted to plan the trip out like that. We didn't. This is like the only thing that we had booked. This is the only thing that we had planned. And we came here a lot, like we kind of needed to come here at like a certain time. We didn't give ourselves enough time to like slowly go there. So like I'm super exhausted from driving and just like traveling so much, and just stopping one night at somewhere. And this motorhome drives like a boat, you know. Basically, it goes like 80 kilometers max. Sometimes I'll get it up to like 90. Going downhill, maybe 100. Maybe, but that feels sketchy as hell. And it's ticking along, literally, because it's making some weird noises every once in a while, too. Like, this thing's getting old. It's getting up there. We're going to get it kind of worked on a little bit, but we're hoping that we can get across the country in this thing. I mean, hoping. We will get across this country, but we are we want to slow the trip down a little bit now that we've gotten somewhere cool. Because the other thing is too is we kind of like started and we're like in the like north Midwest or like the Midwest of the United States, and it's like you kind of have to travel a really long distance for anything kind of like remotely cool. But now we're out on the East Coast and there's like a lot of cool stuff kind of concentrated. So if we do go somewhere and then stay there for a couple of days, it's not like we're like going there and it's like a full day and we're exhausted by the time we get there. It's like maybe a couple hours or whatever. And then we just chill and we can spend two nights there or maybe even one night at some places if it's just a short little jump. And so we'll check that out. And then, we got to make that trip across the big old country, and we're going to go to the West Coast. And we hope to stop at some cool places along the way and see some cool stuff on the West Coast before we move into our cabin in British Columbia. That's the dream, right? That's the dream of everyone heading west, is to just bunk up in a cabin in the woods. Maybe we'll see a little ocean. Woo-wee. Oh, wow. That sure would be nice. And that's where we're going. So pretty stoked on that. Pretty stoked on life. Pretty happy about just traveling around and getting things figured out. In the motorhome here, we moved a bunch of things with our moving company. I've talked a little bit about that, but we do have more things in here than we need. We have some shit that like we forgot to pack, or that we like tried to sell it. Like some things we tried to sell at a garage sale and couldn't. And then I was like, well, I could still use these, so I'll pack them away. And I'm bringing them with me now in the motorhome. And then it's like, I didn't go through all my tools before we moved things, because it was just like, I was doing so many other things. And now I have a whole bunch of tools I don't need, like a drywall scraper, metal shears, and like so many screwdrivers, so many like things, when really you just need like a bunch of bits and like a screwdriver that you can take the bits in and out in here at least, and you know, drill and stuff, which I do have that, and I would have that anyway in the motorhome for a trip. What I'm saying though is we have extra shit because we are moving. So that's become it's a little bit of a challenge, but like that's the other thing about stopping for a longer amount of time and not traveling so fast and so frequent, is when you stop somewhere, you can organize this space and set it up for living instead of setting it up for everything tucked away, so that when you're driving, shit isn't flying all over the counters. So that takes a little bit of time because we have too much stuff in here because we're moving. More time than it would, but you still need time to do that anyway. When you travel in a motorhome or in a van, stopping and staying somewhere a little longer is going to improve your life a lot. So we had a reservation at where we're staying now, so we had to come across basically the speed that we did. And that was just like something that it was tough to plan. It was tough to plan. It was tough to get everything done so that we could move, you know? But now we have, and now we can like slow everything down. So looking forward to that, and just stoked on this trip all in all. Hopefully there was something there. I mean, I don't know if you guys are even interested at all in my personal, like what's going on in my life. For some reason, I feel like doing that. I mean, maybe I won't do that every time on this pod. I don't know. But that was today's episode. We talked about what it was like to be, what it's like to have the kind of the mind of an influencer, and to like always be thinking about, is this something? Is this something to create? Is this something to take a picture of? Do I need to share this? I think that changed my brain a little bit, becoming a vlogger. And I think I'm unwinding a few of those strands that got wired because of that activity and that part of my life. And I'm going to explore that idea more, because what I have written is hilariously open-ended, because it doesn't even end at the end of a sentence. It's literally like I started that, and then I was like, I'm just going to record a video instead. And then I never went back to it. So I got to finish writing something. I got to dissect that idea more. And there is some pressure to like kind of like have something to talk about. So I did get into some things now, but like I got into them vocally again. And for me, that doesn't stick in my memory. And I need to actually write that down. I need to write it down. I need to edit this podcast. I need to listen to this podcast. And then it will have its place in my brain more. And it's like how a scientist like develops a theory. It's not like they have a theory. They have one thing, and then they think about it. They try it. They add something else to it. They subtract something. They add something else. And it's like you build a theory. You build an idea. You build a thought. It doesn't just happen. It's a creation of its own. So this will be something that I explore a little bit further. And maybe I'll talk about it on another episode sometime. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Rate, review, subscribe. Thanks.